Today's reading is from Isaiah. Let me see. I know it is. chapter 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. This is the name of Emmanuel. Literally means God with us, God dwelling with us. And he did dwell with us physically. And for the believer here today, he dwells in us. Emmanuel, God with us. I'm really excited today. I'm always excited, but I'm like especially excited today because today I'm declaring, I'm reining in our Christmas lead up. I know it's not December yet, still the last week of November, but I love Christmas so much. Yeah, yes, it sure are. I love Christmas so much that the earlier the better. A couple of weeks ago I said to Josh, can we put up the Christmas tree? And he was like, it's November 3rd. I said, I'm like, please, I love Christmas. I love the decorations. I love lights. I know I'm all saying all pagan things at the moment, but I just love Christmas. I love that people at Christmas time are just a little bit more willing and hopeful and joyful to hear what we've got to say about Christmas. It's the perfect opportunity to share people the gospel, and I love doing that. So I'm reining in the Christmas season today, November 24th. It's happening. Also, it's happening today because we're starting a new series on the characters of Christmas. And that's going to lead us into, it's about six or seven parts, to the very end of December. So from now on, we're looking at the people that made up our Christmas story. And today we're going to look at King Herod. We're going to look at Zechariah, and we're going to look at Elizabeth. And I want to pose a question to you right now that within the hour we're going to answer. But I want you to think about it right now. What does a wicked king, a cruel wicked king, which is King Herod, what does a blameless yet doubtful priest, which is Zechariah, and what does a barren woman, who is Elizabeth, have to do with the Christmas story? Think about it. What have they got to do with the Christmas story? What do they all have in common? And we're going to answer that question later. Okay? So keep it in the back of your thoughts. Actually, keep it at the forefront of your mind. See if you can answer it during the sermon. And we'll answer it at the very end. But hopefully this series is going to be really... I hope it's a joyful series. Because what's more joyful than coming up to the time of Christmas and the Saviour's birth? And the reason why Neil has decided to do this series is because there's a lot of fiction going around at Christmas time. Misconceptions about the Christmas story. And in particularly in Western culture, I think we've romanced this idea of Christmas. And some things just don't exist. There are some things that just don't fit into the Christmas story. So this series is designed with showing you fact from fiction. And I want to be clear that even though the characters we're doing today, their involvement's actually before the conception of Jesus. But I want to be clear that the Christmas story didn't start in Matthew or at the start of Luke. It didn't start then. It didn't start at the gospel accounts. The Christmas story started well before Genesis 1:1, when God created the heavens and the earth. It started in eternity past, when God dwelled with just God as the true and God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And he created Adam and Eve. And Adam and Eve, the idea with that was that he would have fellowship and communion with Adam and Eve. But they chose to rebel against God. Jesus wasn't God's plan B because plan A didn't work out. Jesus was always plan A because God in his perfect foreknowledge looked through time and saw the mistakes that we would make and the sin that we would choose over him. He always had a plan to send the deliverer, to send us the rescuer. So this story starts in eternity past. But we're just picked this, you know, if we were to do a series on starting then, we would, by the end of December, we'd still wouldn't get into Genesis yet. So we've picked a logical part. We're going to start at the gospel accounts of Herod, Elizabeth, and Zechariah. But I figured because we're reigning in the Christmas season, we need carols. And I hope you like carols because you're going to hear a lot of them over the next few weeks. I love carols. Josh is going to sing for us, O Come Emmanuel, before we actually hear the message. If you want to stand, if you want to sit, that's fine. He'll sing O Come Emmanuel. And actually, I know this is traditionally a carol, but I'm pretty sure it's actually more about the second coming of Christ. It's like joy to the world. But how about we sing O Come Emmanuel.